Today is Town Meeting Day in Vermont, and along with the usual community issues this year, Vermonters are debating a resolution on the war in Iraq and the role of the state's National Guard. Vermont has paid a disproportionate price for the war, losing more soldiers per capita than any other state. And the head of Vermont's National Guard has become an unusually outspoken advocate for her troops, at times openly critical of Pentagon policies. Steve Zind of Vermont Public Radio reports that that's made her a high-profile figure in Vermont.
Good morning. Hi.
At 6 in the morning, in a crowded airport hangar in Burlington, Vermont, Adjutant General Martha Rainville mingles with families waiting to greet a group of Vermont Guard soldiers returning from a year in Iraq.
Why do they do stuff like this at 0:30 in the morning?
It's the Army.
Wow. Wearing camouflage fatigues, pant legs tucked into her boots, the 46-year-old Rainville holds in her arms the half-asleep niece of one of the soldiers.
Oh, she needs a nap.
Rainville's job, which once attracted little notice, is now a very public one. She's become a recognizable figure to people around the state. It's a change she's had to adjust to.
There are days when you just don't feel like talking to anybody, even your own family, and you just you can't do that. You have to talk to everybody and always be ready to smile.
With almost 50% of Vermont's Army Guard on active duty, nearly everyone knows a family affected by the deployments. In the past year, 4 Vermont Guardsmen have died in Iraq. Over time, Rainville's once brief impromptu remarks to soldiers at deployment ceremonies have evolved into thoughtful speeches intended for a wider audience of worried families and communities.
Why are we doing this? Why do we wear a uniform? Why are we willing to serve? You're going into a region that needs your help because you are offering the hope of democracy to millions of people.
Rainville is one of 2 women adjutants general in the nation. She says there are advantages to being a woman in a male-dominated profession.
I've been fortunate to have worked with a group that accept that and actually look for me to say something a little different sometimes, and they'll wait for me to say what's on their minds.
She brings people together. Not uncommon to see her, almost anywhere.
Mike Bourgeois recently retired from the Guard. He's worked with 3 adjutants general. He says Rainville encourages people to question traditional military thinking. Rainville herself questions some Pentagon policies. She says the deployments are taking Guard members away from their families for too long. Rainville made headlines across Vermont when she said poor planning by the Pentagon slowed efforts to get the best equipment to Guard members at the start of the war.
I'm frustrated with the system that couldn't foresee the need for this and went ahead and moved in with soldiers. And when we had the technology, we just didn't have the plan.
Rainville was quick to speak out against a Pentagon idea to call up the Guard more frequently. Comments like these have made her popular among Guard families. Rainville often goes to family meetings armed with pizza and photographs of the deployed soldiers. Nancy Brown is part of a group called Military Families Speak Out. Her son recently returned from Iraq. Brown has been a vocal critic of the training and equipment the Guard is receiving. When her group asked for a meeting, Rainville quickly agreed.
She was very genuinely concerned, and I felt reassured.
Brown says the Guard shouldn't be used at all in combat situations, but Rainville doesn't agree. She says because Guard members live and work in communities everywhere, deploying them keeps people engaged and talking about the war.
And it shouldn't be something that can happen without the full involvement of the American people. And you have that involvement when you have the mobilization of Guard units like we're seeing now. People know what's going on in Iraq. They're concerned about it. They're debating it. And I think that's right on. I think that's very good.
Rainville says her next 2-year term as Adjutant General may be her last. She doesn't rule out running for political office after that. It would be a logical step for one of the most popular and recognizable people in Vermont. For NPR News, I'm Steve Zind in Braintree, Vermont.